The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
The week Ravens fans have waited several months for has finally arrived. The home opener right around the corner as the Ravens get set to take on the Cleveland Browns. Good evening and welcome to Ravens One-on-One. Jerry Sandusky with you, and delighted to have Ravens Pro Bowl guard Marshall Yonda with us in the house. Marshall, great to have you with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be here.
New home of Rave TV, looking pretty spectacular. What do you think of the new palace?
Upgrades are very nice. You know, the World Champs is definitely showing up, that's for sure. It looks great.
And you get to show up at home this week in front of 72,000 plus Ravens fans. That's got to be special for players, especially coming off the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's going to be great to be in front of our home fans and just, you know, see that excitement and kind of bring it back to them for the first time. So we're all excited to, you know, to run out of the tunnel and get after it and have some fun.
For a guy who's made his living on Sunday, it feels like you've been a Thursday worker here of late. You had four Thursday preseason games, the season opener on Thursday. Are you ready to shift to Sunday at 1?
Yeah, I am. 1 o'clock game will be great. You know, just get up, you know, get a shower, get some food, and get, you know, get going, get it over with, and relax a little bit in the afternoons. The late games definitely kind of take it out of you a little bit. So it'll be nice to play early and get after it early and get done early.
Players talk about that a lot. In terms of a late kickoff, is less desirable. Yeah, you get on national TV, mm-hmm. and you get the big stage.
Yep.
But emotionally, mentally, by the time the kickoff arrives at 8:30 at night, something gone?
Yeah, you try not to have that happen, but sometimes it does. It just, you know, a lot of times you're sitting in the hotel all day long, and you don't want to do too much during the day to try to, you know, maybe get your legs tired or walk around and maybe get stiff before the game. So you pretty much sit in the hotel all day. So sometimes you get a little droggy. So you try not to have that happen. Sometimes it does, but that's just the price you pay for, you know, waiting around all day long to play. So it's fun being on national TV, but it's tough to try to get that fire going late. But it's, you know, you get better with doing it. You know, year by year, you get better, you know, getting used to it.
Speaking of waiting around, I know it is not an excuse that anybody's using for the outcome of week one, but 34-minute delay prior to the introductions that were scheduled for the season opener. You wait 6 months.
Yep.
You have to go on the road. You're in Denver. You're poised. You're ready to run out of the tunnel, and all of a sudden, you don't know when the game's starting. How difficult was that to manage as a player, as a performer?
Well, I mean, you know, we're all getting ready to just go out there, and then, you know, coach says, hey, you know, we got to wait. There's lightning, so obviously you know, it's kind of brought back memories of the Super Bowl a little bit as far as like, hey, we got to wait. So obviously you stretch and you drink water and you try to stay loose and stay, you know, zoned in, ready, just get ready to play. Because then all of a sudden in 15 minutes, you got to be ready to play. So you just keep your mindset, you stay into it. You know, the coaches are around there making sure we're good to go. And you just do the best you can. There's no, you know, if there's lightning, there's lightning. You know, that's going to happen sooner or later. It doesn't happen very often, but, you know, you just got to take it for what it is and go.
And then the game plays out the way it does. First time since John Harbaugh arrives that you guys don't come out of week one with a win. How did that change the atmosphere around here?
You know, it really, you know, win or loss, it really doesn't change. I mean, obviously we wanted to win the game and things didn't go our way that day. But, you know, it doesn't change what we want to do as far as the season. And we just got to, you know, learn from it, you know, take, you know, the good and correct the bad and then just move on to week two. You know, I mean, it's only one loss. I know everybody's panicking a little bit, but, you know, it's one loss and we got 15 more, you know, so we're not panicking. You know, we thought we did some really good things. We could have done better in some areas, but we're going to get them corrected and we'll be just fine.
I've heard you say in the past, veteran players like to use the phrase, the takeaway from the game. You take more than just the score away. You take an experience away, and you rely on that the next time it comes around. You mentioned the 34-minute delay in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You put that to use for a 34-minute delay prior to the Denver game.
Yep.
Last year, Week 15, you lose, and you lose badly to Denver. Mm-hmm. What's the takeaway that you can then use to losing to Denver this year? Because, look, things turned out pretty good last year, too.
Yeah, just that take what we did well in that game and store that in the bank, and then also remember what we cannot do, you know, again, versus that team again, because it's going to be, you know, we'll probably face them again, hopefully, you know, in the playoffs. You know, they're probably going to make it. Well, hopefully we get in too. But you just have to take, you know, what they hurt us with and make sure that doesn't happen again. It's always what something bad happens to you. Make sure you get it corrected so the next time it happens, you're ready for it and you correct the problem. And that's the biggest thing.
Our guest, Marshall Yanda, Ravens Pro Bowl right guard. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the changes on the Ravens offensive line and what's up in week two against the Cleveland Browns. You're listening to Ravens One-on-One.
MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Beginning October 1st, go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.